look at the aging population. Look how long people are living. Look at the population growth. How do you think this is sustainable?
Yeah.
Now, there are actuaries who will argue that New Zealand superannuation is sustainable. My question to you is, do you want to take that bet? Do you want to like just believe and trust a government that they're going to look after your retirement, or do you want to take control of your own future? What happens if they means test it like they do in Australia? What impact is that going
to
have on you?
Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I'm Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And today, how to help your parents if they're behind financially.
Okay, so today's topic is really based off listeners coming to us. So our average audience, because, you know, we like the data, is about 25 to 45, relatively good split between male and female. But what that means with that age demographic is a lot of these listeners have parents who are in retirement or going towards retirement. And they're coming to us because they've had their, like, financial awakening where they've gone, checks and balances, I'm going to take control of my future. I'm going to have a good plan, pay down debt, buy some property, invest in some shares, all of that good stuff. They look at their parents because they love them and they go, I want to help them. So that's really what today's episode is about.
Yeah, and look, bit of a sensitive topic because, you know, they are your parents, you love them, you want to help them, but Kiwis hate talking about money. And it is embarrassing to acknowledge that you aren't in the financial position that perhaps you should be.
Especially if it's that dynamic of parent, like child talking to parents about something the parent is embarrassed about.
Yeah.
That is a very tricky dynamic.
Yeah. But again, if it is something you are worried about, it is important to have the discussion with them and have it early, right? You can come up with a plan. You know, you may, we'll run through a ton of tips during this episode, so stay listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, just get it out there in the open, have the discussion. Don't be too hard on them.
Yeah, nice teaser. Yeah, you've got to be very strategic about this conversation. You can't just go, why are you not on track for retirement? Like, what are you doing? You're
James said you suck.
Yeah. Which maybe, you know, maybe they do. Who knows? But you've got to really think about how you go about it. So today we're going to talk about what's happening to Kiwis in retirement because there are some pretty scary stats about how to have a relationship with your parents where you can talk about money and then how you can help them put a plan in place. Because the big thing is I get people go, you need to go talk to James, and they come and talk to me. And if you don't take them through the steps beforehand, they're not interested in talking to me. And there's no point in having a plan if you don't take action.
So James, Kiwis are struggling in retirement, and there are some pretty sobering stats out there about it. Let's jump into it.
It is really sad. Like I worry about, I worry about people planning for retirement because the way we're designed as humans is around instant gratification, right? And we know for every person that comes and talks to us about planning for their future, there's probably another 99 that aren't.
Yeah.
And they're just going through the motions, getting the things that they want, not thinking at some point I've got to stop working, whether it's their choice or not their choice. I know we saw that, I think
about
it was
18 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. On TV One about poverty and retirement. I know exactly what you're going to say. That was a very difficult watch. And if you think about it then, that was pre cost of like the worst of the cost of living crisis. You know, it's just heartbreaking to see that, you know, where, you know, people are skipping meals just so they can keep the electricity on. You know, they're saving their coins, picking up coins from the footpath, you know, as their savings account. Like, it just is absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, and then there was talk about in winter, making sure the power, the heating's not on too much. And you go, like, you've been working for such a, you know, these people have been working for over 50 years and essentially have nothing to show for it financially. And it's just, it's not right. It feels so wrong. And the problem is if somebody comes to me at 30 and goes, oh, I've, like, been living my best life, you have time to fix it. But
thank you.
But but there's no way to fix it when you're, you know, you shouldn't be working and maybe you can't work because of your health.
Yeah. And it's, you know, when we're watching that, I think it's really important to point out it is not just because people have been living their best lives for 60 years, right? There are events that happen in your life that are unforeseen, which can put you in this situation really quickly. It was super funny. I used to do the soup kitchen in Camden on a Friday night, like feeding homeless people. And man, does that show you are like a couple of bad decisions away without a support network to being like homeless living on the street.
Yeah. Makes you think about the system as a whole. Mm. Another stat, 1 in 5 Kiwis are going to carry a mortgage into retirement. So if we think about, you know, what your biggest expense is right now, it's your mortgage repayment.
Yeah.
And essentially 50% of your income still going towards that expense. Does that, as a mortgage broker, Mike, does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, because the way that these things are set up, and we talked about, you know, humans are designed for instant gratification. If you look at a 30-year loan term, humans struggle to think about things on a long time frame, right? And 30 years trying to plan that out for a human, they actually kind of struggle to think about it on that kind of length of time as well. So traditionally, you've just, you know, you've followed the recipe. You've got a job, you've bought a house, you've got the mortgage, you've whacked it on for 30 years and you just forget about it, right? Mm. And you are doing the right thing because you've bought the house and you're paying off your mortgage. But to be paying off a mortgage over 30 years, and then every now and then you go, oh, maybe I'll upgrade. Maybe I'll get a boat. Maybe I'll get a batch. Maybe I'll do the other thing that looks like I'm meant to do it. All of a sudden, you're carrying this quite large debt load quite late in life. Mm. And banks are a little bit more responsible about it now. But, you know, for definitely for our parents and our grandparents, you could take out a 30-year mortgage at age 50. And the bank would just expect that, hey, you'd figure it out because you're smart enough and we've priced the risk into the interest rate.
Mm, yeah. Another stat is close to 40% of retirees in New Zealand are dependent on New Zealand superannuation only.
This is the one that scares me.
Yeah. So for a couple, New Zealand superannuation is $763 a week after tax if you're not working. If you're still doing a bit of work, you're taxed at a high rate. That's $40,000 a year for a couple. You think about the cost of living crisis for those that are renting, you know, bits and pieces need to be done to the house. You want to spoil grandkids.
Mm.
You want to be able to go on a holiday, all that kind of stuff. Just meeting your basic needs. It's not a lot.
No, it's not at all. And you know, I know we're talking about a specific generation here, but the scary thing is that if you are relying, you know, are in a situation where you're going to just be relying on super and you are 30, 35, 20, it ain't going to happen, right? Mm. Like New Zealand cannot afford to fund retirees in the same way we do now, with the super set up the same way. It has to change.
Yeah. The problem is which government is ever going to touch it, because
I think it'll get managed by someone else other than the government. Mm. Some government will be like, cool, the Reserve Bank can do this now because they're independent. The Reserve Bank, if they had the power to do it, would absolutely click their fingers and do it tomorrow, because they aren't responsible, or they don't respond to political pressure like political parties do.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, you think about, like, say, I think maybe 6 months ago in Paris, there was those riots on the street around changing the superannuation age.
They were changing it from like 60 to 61.
Yeah.
Like it was not, you know, it was not that bad.
I know. And when you talk to people sometimes, they think, you know, they're outraged that it could change. But you just go, look at the aging population. Look how long people are living. Look at the population growth. How do you think this is sustainable?
Yeah.
Now, there are actuaries who will argue that New Zealand superannuation is sustainable. My question to you is, do you want to take that bet? Do you want to like just believe and trust the government that they're going to look after your retirement, or do you want to take control of your own future? What happens if they means test it like they do in Australia? What impact is that going to have on you? Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
When it comes to, so there's a lot of scary stats around retirement. And the big thing is you love your parents. You do not want them to be in that situation. So you might identify they don't have a plan, or there's no wealth assets. They might still have a mortgage. Maybe there's some conversations about money being tight and you're worried. The tricky thing, Mike, is this is an art about how you talk to your parents about it, right? If you go too aggressive, too straight, because it's a nervous conversation, they might completely stonewall you and you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you've got to be really tactful about it, how you do it. And of the two of us, James, you are probably far better at this than I am. I have been described as a bull in a china shop. I can be very direct, sometimes too direct. I know my faults. That's all right.
Yeah, that is not this episode. So you can't help your parents if you can't talk to them about money, which is probably the big thing. So maybe you already have a relationship where you can be quite open, but chances are if you listen to this, you're probably not in that situation. If you are worried about them, it probably means they're going to be a bit embarrassed to talk about it. So you have to be especially conscious of that in terms of the discussion. Maybe a good starting point is to try to talk to your parents about your money situation.
Yeah.
So what are your goals? What is your financial plan? Like that you're paying off your mortgage fast. So you've made an active choice of KiwiSaver. You've decided to get health insurance. That you've got a budget and it's making a big difference in your life. Whatever it might be, if you can start to talk about what's happening in your life, or even better, Mike, the stuff ups you've made.
Yeah.
Here are all the mistakes. I bought that property at the top of the market in 2021, or I fixed my interest rate too short term when it should have been longer term, or geez, I wish I put a budget in place earlier. If you can start to be vulnerable and talk about all the mistakes you've made, it just increases the probability that they'll want to talk to you.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point there. If you start by being vulnerable, the dialogue will open a lot quicker. This is not a judgment session. It is not, I'm better than you, I've made better decisions, so I'm going to make decisions for you now and you need to listen to me. That approach, or if it seems like it's that approach, it's not going to land well. You've got to start the discussion on a level where both parties can have a dialogue.
Yeah. So you're coming from a point of love and care where you want to help your parents make sure they're set up for retirement. So the next really big thing, opposed to talking about how much money you got in KiwiSaver, what is your mortgage? Like, what is your income? What's your budget? Opposed to doing all those things, talk about goals.
Yeah.
Because people love to talk about themselves and what they want to achieve for the future. So talk about if they're not retired yet, when do they want to retire? What does retirement look like for them? Are they going to like go part-time? What is their purpose in retirement? I know we've seen a lot of people that get old quite quickly in retirement because a job is purpose.
Mm.
And you don't have to work to have purpose, but you've got to have something big going on, right?
Yeah.
So you need to have those conversations about what does it look like for them? Where are they going to live? Are they going to downsize their home? That's a much softer starting point.
Yeah. And I mean, like you sort of said, people love talking about their goals and what they want to do and what they want to achieve. And again, if you're worried about your parents, this is the gateway conversation to, cool, like we want to do this. And maybe it's joint goals. Maybe you say like, I want to go on a holiday. They want to go on holiday. Cool. I'd love to make that a family holiday. How do we do that? Right. If you can both get on the same page, it's a much better starting point.
Yeah. And if none of this works, just bribe them and go, I'll give you another grandkid if we get you a retirement plan. So the idea with all of these questions is it should start to open the conversation, right? Hopefully at this point that they're starting to open up, talking about their situation. And then a really good stat is the Retirement Commission did a study in 2022, which found 65% of Kiwis over 55 had no plan for retirement or a vague plan.
Yeah, and that is a terrifying statistic, right? Yeah. Because they are essentially planning to fail without a plan.
Yeah, I mean, and the big thing when you're talking to your parents is they're not alone.
Yeah.
It's not like they're the only person that hasn't planned well for retirement. There are lots of people in this situation. And I mean, we talk about, hey, it's great if you're 30 and we can have this conversation. There's still a lot of different things that you can do. Mm. How far off am I? What levers can I pull? Can I downsize my home? All of those things. So this is a big point to go. You're not by yourself. You've talked about your situation. Let's start to talk about putting a plan in place.
Yeah. So we've started the discussion and everyone's vulnerable. We're on the same page. What are some of those sort of key questions you can ask to make sure that all of the information is out on the table and you can start to formulate that plan?
Yeah. So the big thing you need to start to work out, and you might do this one-to-one, you might work with a financial advisor, is you got to work out if they're on track or not on track. Everything is relevant to your goals, whether you have enough money or don't have enough money, depends on when you want to retire, the income you're going to have, the house you're going to live in. So some key questions you can ask your parents if you're worried about their retirement plan. Are they debt-free? Do they have any debt? A house loan, a car loan, gym visas, credit cards, anything? Question number two, if not, when will they be debt-free? So do they have a plan to clear off the debt? Do they know what level of income they need in retirement to be comfortable? Have they written down all of their expenses to work out what their fixed bills are. Have they added on top all the luxuries that they want? What is their investment strategy? And that's a really interesting one, Mike, because it's a blend of two things. It's some people want to take huge, aggressive, you know, I've seen people, you know, a lot of, you know, retirees and investment sessions where I'm like, this is way too aggressive for you. And then at the other end, there's people who stick money in the bank.
Yeah. Well, there's also people who don't know the risk of their investments, right? We had a customer who came to you and said like, oh, I've got a really, you know, a really conservative position. And it was 100% in shares, right? And it was shares that they had just picked, you know? And I think that's the thing is if you don't know the underlying risk of what you're investing in, but these are shares, they're safe as houses. These are household names, you know, but they could still fall over tomorrow.
Yeah. So what is the investment strategy that they're going to use? Ideally, once they turn off their income and they've retired, they have an investment, whether it's the KiwiSaver or a managed fund, whatever it might be, that on the first of every month pays them the income that tops up their New Zealand superannuation that makes them comfortable and is sustainable. We're not going to run out of money at 85 or 90, or 90 might be okay, but definitely not 70s and 80s. We want to make sure that we can take that income for a long enough period of time. The other piece that I think everybody should take ownership of, whether your parents are in a good financial situation or not, is to talk to them about financial scams.
Yeah.
Because those that are older are more susceptible to financial scams.
Yeah, it's to be honest, if there's one thing that riles my dad up, it's financial scams. I don't know what it is about him. Man, does it just like hit a sore spot with him. It pisses him off so much. He's always like, people keep getting scammed. And he's like, why isn't this in the news? I'm like, because people don't talk about it. Like people don't report it when they get scammed. It's really weird.
Yeah. So watch scams. Make sure you educate your parents around them, especially if they're not as technologically savvy. The other thing is health insurance. Health insurance really important to keep, but the premiums like hockey stick as you get older. So putting in basic levels of cover for surgery only, making sure you've got an excess so they can keep something in place. Do they have an enduring power of attorney in place? Do they have an up-to-date will? The amount of times, you know, 50% of Kiwis don't have wills. There's that stat that came out the other day. I think it's nearly like $400 million is with the IRD for people who have rebates they haven't declared, and a lot of them are dead.
Yeah.
So having a will and like just some sort of system for like, hey, here's all my important information to your kids or to your partner, especially if you've got a, both your parents are still alive, making sure that mum and dad understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Seen lots of situations where one passes away, they run all the finances, the other one is completely clueless about what's going on. And the last point, opposed to you doing all of this, is have you ever spoken to a financial advisor? Should you go and talk to a financial advisor?
Yeah. And, you know, again, we talked about these conversations being perhaps a little bit uncomfortable and maybe, you know, you've got to set the scene and get it flowing in a bit of dialogue. Someone independent who is outside of that family unit to mediate this and make sure that everything's been covered off in a productive way may be a really good thing for you.
Yeah. I'm dealing with family. It's hard, right? Like, and having these types of conversations, which why a lot of people just go talk to James.
Yeah.
But there needs to be like the why behind
the
conversation. So this is all like heavy, difficult stuff. But the sooner you can have these conversations with your parents, the whole point of this podcast, right, is to make it easier to have conversations around money. So if you are, this is, I guess, an action for those where they thought, I need to go and talk to my parents about money. I'm worried about their retirement plan, that you can go have that conversation. So please go and have that conversation with them if you need to and work through these steps.
Yep, absolutely. So let's sign this one up. Shout out to Partners Life. Thank you very much for sponsoring the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, hit that subscribe button as well. James, take us out.
We will see you next time.